Camara Show.
Stupid. Stupid. Stupid.
It's the
stupid, 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 stupid.
I don't like spam!
Lovely. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
You're listening to Beth Ann McBride's iPod.
Oh, come on.
On a fabulous Monday show. This is not the type of music you want to hear when it's 150 degrees outside.
What do you want to hear?
You know, I think I'm getting acclimated to hot weather, too.
That's probably a good thing.
This weather doesn't bother me as much as all the weathermen are telling me it should.
I like the heat.
They're talking about the fact that it, the heat index and the warning and how bad the air is. And I don't know. I kind of dig it. Long time coming. I'm ready. I'm glad summer's here. I'm excited about that.
Hot is tropical. The clothes come off.
Yes, that's the way it should work. And we're back on the show. 877-365-3636. I give you that phone number before our first buzz of the afternoon because I'm here to tell you about our fabulous new contest. This
is
very, very exciting, ladies and gentlemen. We did it with women. We're going to do it with men, but we're going to do it in a slightly different way.
I'd hope so.
You know, you don't get much publicity for Father's Day unless you're seeing a commercial for dads and grads, and they lump us in with the grads because dads. What are you doing over there all splayed across the console?
I'm getting ready to hit the music.
Hit the music. Go ahead. This is our fabulous... fabulous Fat Daddy contest. We're going to do this Thursday, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
I got a card about it here. Here it is.
Sure you do.
Father's Day is our Fat Daddy contest. Of course, it's this coming weekend.
Right.
And we're going to have a wonderful competition for, at the very most, five Fat Daddies.
Five Fat Daddies.
You can play in this contest. We're going to need you to come down here on Thursday. If you are a father, and you can be a stepfather as well, we will allow a stepfather. You don't have to be a biological father. So if you're barren like Buzz and it doesn't work, or you've had a vasectomy like Rob, and you don't have any children.
That's right.
I don't know what I'm saying.
What if you're dating somebody and they have kids, but you're like a father figure to them?
No. Okay. It's stepfather. I think I'm making a tremendous concession by letting stepfathers involve themselves
in
our contest. We need up to five heavy pops.
Heavy pops.
I like heavy pops. We want to. You want to compete. We're going to have these competitions. Speed eating. The Jumbo Jumble.
Nice.
Think Fast. And my favorite. Yes. This is going to be the best competition. We're going to wind up with this one. The Ben and Jerry's Balance Challenge.
Wow.
Our top father, our top pop, if you will win $1,000 in cash. So if you are, I'm trying to think of a weight minimum. We will start the weight.
Depends on your height, too.
We're not going to accept like 250-pound guys that are 6'5".
Right.
That's not going to count. You got to be like around 5'11".
You gotta be fat.
And the minimum weight we are accepting is 250 pounds.
Okay.
That sounds right.
You have to be at least 250. If you'd like to play Fat Daddy, we're going to do this Thursday. $1,000. This is going to be going on during the entire show.
Right.
And we want to get five fathers. 877-365-3636. If you are a Fat Daddy, you get on the line to get on the air. We'll start the interview process. You can also drop us an email if you want to do this. Omara@wjfkfm.com.
Right.
And we'll try to wrap this up and get all our contestants probably by the end of today's show, but we'll go halfway through tomorrow's show, too. Fat Daddy Contest. It all happens this Thursday for $1,000. 877-365-3636. You can call us right now if you're a Fat Daddy.
Join us.
I'd like to wrap this up as soon as possible, and you'll win the big money. And if you're a speed eater, it helps. But also, if you've got a good sense of balance, that helps, too.
Otherwise, not terribly physical, these challenges.
No, these are fine.
Right.
These are easy. I mean, these are for the 250-pounders, piece of cake. Get it? Anyway, let's get our very first buzz of the afternoon, and then I'll tell you all about my tragic story in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Another adult woman is in love with another 16-year-old boy, but this one has now vanished with her children and her young boyfriend.
Listen up, Beth Ann.
She loves these
stories. Your wheelhouse, baby. Here it comes.
No.
The Santa Rosa County, Florida Sheriff's Department has an arrest warrant to serve on 28-year-old Angela Levitt, who was last seen with all of the kids on June 3rd.
Or as Beth Ann would say.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. Exactly. Cops know from text messages that the affair is sexual, but that the woman also wants to have this teenager's baby.
The baby. Yeah, having my baby.
Now they're on the run from the law.
What a wonderful way to say I'm a pedophile. Ooh.
American researchers in Antarctica are slipping into darkness as they do for a long time every year about now.
Oh, is this when it starts?
Mm-hmm. For them, winter is just starting.
So this is when I used to watch that show. What the hell was it called? The Alaska Show that used to be on a million years ago.
The Alaska Show.
No. No, the sitcom. It wasn't a sitcom. It was like a comedy drama show.
Oh, Northern Exposure.
Northern Exposure.
Yes,
they used to do a lot of stuff on the fact that it was dark for so long.
Dramedy.
A dramedy.
You
thank you.
If you will.
Buzz is on his game. Buzz,
he is.
Get a hangover more often on the weekend, man.
I guess so.
You're coming to play today.
So anyway, these guys in Antarctica, they've supply deliveries. They have to have them all in before the season's final sunset. And this year, they had a special request prior to that deadline. 16,500 condoms. 16,500 condoms for the 152 scientists and their support staff.
So this is like 7 in the morning, 10 in the morning, noon. It's dark, so they can do it anytime they want.
It'll be dark there for the next 3 months.
Do you think the ice road truckers, like that guy that quit that we had on the show, you think Drew delivers condoms at all?
To whom? I mean, are there any women in the Great White North where he drives?
We're going to the Arctic Circle to drop off condoms.
Are they having sex with each other? Or, I mean, who are they having it with?
Well, I'm sure that the scientists include women, and their staff members, I'm sure, include women as well.
Right.
But yeah, I would guess if they need 152 condoms or 116,000 condoms for 152 people.
That's a lot of condoms.
Yeah, it sure is. This is what I'm saying.
It's because they're doing it like rabbits. That's all they have to do. All they have to do is drink and fornicate. That's all they do.
How's your underwear?
Mine's beautiful.
That's nice.
Perfect, pristine, in great shape. As soon as it even gets slightly weathered, it goes in the trash.
Good for you. And that makes you a rather unusual person.
It's the way I used to buy it before Atlantic City.
You have to wear the same pair.
No, I'll probably be getting it at the CVS.
You might have to be more austere now.
Yeah, I'll probably go without, along with everything else I'll be going without in the next year. It's a sad thing. It's a very sad thing.
It is sad.
In June to realize it's going to be a lean Christmas.
That is soon. Perhaps you can turn that around.
Attention, Fat Daddy, stay on the line. We will get to you at the conclusion of the news. We got him. I love the dudes.
I know.
You got to love guys. How long did it take us to round up those big mamas? Probably three or 4 days, right? We've got almost a full compliment. You better get in quick at 877-365. That puts me in a good mood. That's the first good mood I've got.
I'm glad.
877-365-3636. Call now for our Fat Daddy competition.
Well, these people have a vested interest, but the latest survey by Jockey shows that a lot of American men are practically wearing rags down there.
Really?
Survey says more than 25% of men wear underwear that is more than 5 years old.
Yuck.
Boy, I would probably... I might have a couple of pairs that are approaching the 5 year mark.
I think
mark.
I do. I don't wear them, but
I don't wear
them
a lot either. They sort of stay at the bottom of the drawer.
Well, that's not unusual either. Yeah.
If I'm lean on laundry, sometimes I'll look at them. But I'm very specific. We've discussed this before on the show.
Oh, not nearly enough.
Very specific about the underwear I like. I like to drop a little coin on my undies.
Oh, quality
good
pays
stuff.
Off.
Yeah, I don't mind giving them a plug. I don't think they advertise. They're Nordstrom's. I use the Nordstrom's boxers.
Good story.
Excuse me. Nordstrom's boxers. They're just fantastic. Double buttons.
For extra strength.
Yes, for extra girth.
Now, nearly 11% of men own underwear that is over 10 years old. Got any of that?
That's gross. That's nasty.
Well, if you haven't worn them that often, I suppose.
Can you imagine, seriously, a 10-year-old pair of briefs?
These are yellow.
For one of our fat daddies. Can you imagine what that would look like?
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, stripe
it. I don't want to imagine that.
Stripe town.
14% say they own underpants that have holes in them.
Wow.
15% say they even have underwear in their drawer that no longer fits. Do you have any that doesn't fit anymore?
Yeah, I probably do. I don't know if I do or not. Of course,
in
my particular case.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
There it is. Yeah, can't get one leg into that one anymore.
Nearly a third of men say they have underwear with worn-out elastic. How do you keep them up?
Well, if you have briefs, the elastic goes on briefs. I used to wear briefs. I've worn boxers for years.
Right.
I really don't have any of my boxers that have worn-out elastic.
Well, that's good. Then you're up to date.
But I will tell you that these boxers that I wear, I really don't keep them that long because really when they get washed a whole bunch of times, at a certain point you'll be bending over and you'll hear the little... Really, you'll just be chilling out, and then they're in the trash.
There are circumstances that force a man to keep his underwear fresh.
They get thin. They wear out. All the washings, they wear them out a little bit.
Oh, yeah, and one more statistic. More than a third of men report keeping underwear that's stained.
Well, if you got your underwear for 10 years, doesn't that go without saying?
I wouldn't think so.
You're
going to avoid
stuff. Beth Ann, how old's your oldest pair of underwear?
A year, maybe.
A year.
Hey, yeah. That's all right.
You think women are more fastidious about panties and things like that?
We have to be. We have different issues.
I have all of my thongs.
Literally.
Yeah, I have all of my thongs.
Good.
And, you know, the thongs have that little intersection, that little Springfield mixing bowl
where all the
roads align and there's a little knot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's going to be an ad campaign for this show. Smell the knot.
Oh, dear.
This fall, smell the knot.
I don't know that we needed. I don't know that we needed a study to tell us this. But
what, to smell the knot?
No, Traveler's Digest reports the hottest women in the world are in Sweden.
I'd smell the knot in Sweden, Buzz.
Sure, I think you would. Yes. Wisely so.
Vudi, smell the knot.
Among countries, Sweden's tops, followed by Argentina, Russia, Bulgaria, and Latvia in the top five.
Really?
Of the most beautiful women in the world, according to Traveler's Digest magazine.
Did you mention the Czech Republic?
No, they're not specifically listed here.
Give them to me one more time, please.
Okay, it was Argentina.
Number one.
Russia, so you're in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Bulgaria and Latvia.
I always had experience with Russian women in New York City when I went to a big famous strip joint known as Scores.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to me that Russian strippers cared more about Almighty Dollar than others.
Well, they've come to this country to make a living. You introduced me to some of those women.
The difference between Russian stripper and other one is you knew from point A that Russian stripper was not interested in you, but was interested in the contents of your wallet.
Right off the bat, you know that, so...
Hello there, big boy. You're such a big, strong guy. Look at how big, strong. You want to tip me good?
I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating. It was to the point where, not that I went there all the time, but I went there a couple of times when we were doing the shows from New York, and it's noticeable. It was really, really noticeable. The Russian strippers had a business. It was strictly business as usual.
And the strippers in Iceland, do you remember them? Were they Russian or Czech? Do you
remember? Did we go see strippers in Iceland?
Oh, yes, we did, and I thank you.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, you picked up the tab for that. It was very nice of you. I believe it was about...
Was this like 6 in the morning?
It was pushing 3 a.m. just before sunrise.
That's gone. I have no memory of that whatsoever. They were nice, though?
But they were
Russian, weren't they?
Yeah, or something like that.
Weren't they
like
Russians
that.
In Iceland?
I think they were. That's
yes,
why I brought it
they
up.
Migrate to every area. Maybe they pretend that they are Icelanders, but they're Russians.
Now, among the world's cities, Stockholm, Sweden is first, followed by Copenhagen, Denmark, Buenos Aires, Argentina, Varna, Bulgaria, and finally, Los Angeles, California.
Okay, outside of Varna, Bulgaria, I could see the show going on the road to any of those cities. I could see the show. I could see the show in Buenos Aires.
Oh my.
Isn't that like Tango Land
Speaking
down
thongs,
there? Argentina,
yes.
Isn't that where Robert Duvall does the whole tango
absolutely.
That stuff down there? And they have great beef.
Great, and
great they've
beaches.
Got the gauchos, the cowboys that are down there and stuff. And am I talking about it's Argentina?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Argentina. Argentina.
I'm ready. Let's go. Now, I know you people listening think you're happily married, but does your wife think so too? That's my question for you. A men's health survey shows that 3 out of 4 married women resent having to answer to their husbands.
Hold on just a second, Buzz. Might want to think ahead and get some music on for our fat daddies because they're stacking up here.
Okay.
Just thought I'd give you a little something to do there. See if you can find that fat song that Duffy recorded. See how that is. That'll be fun.
40% of married women say they miss dating other men. 35% say they miss how easy it is to break up with a guy who's just a boyfriend. As with similar surveys of men, this one found many women stay married just because it's easier than divorce.
I can offer some insight here.
Good,
and I think you can help me with this.
Probably,
and,
I hope.
You know, maybe even Beth Ann can on this particular subject. You know, the fact is, I think that that's what women want to do. You know, if they're married, if they're going out with you and they're going to break up with you, they'll have the joy of breaking up with you.
Right.
If they're married to you, then they want to kill you. They just want to flat out kill you. That's
so
the way
no
it goes.
There's no joy if you're married.
There's not. Well, there might be joy. It's like the joy of anything. You know, when a car's new.
They're like
but as soon as you fart in it a few times and, you know, and all of a sudden the kids drop a sandwich in the back, the car loses that new car smell.
That's true.
No difference between that and a marriage.
You don't think it goes both ways?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean,
absolutely.
We've explained the male reason for that. It's much more noble.
How's it? What is it?
It's the pure animal thing.
It's the noble thing.
Biological drive.
It's like we're stallions. We're the studs. We're the buck. We're the 8-point buck.
Seems like an
excuse. On top of the. It's not. It's the way we're programmed.
It's an unchangeable genetic mission.
Much more sinister. Much more black widowish with the female of the sex. You see, you've got the female that you know, they go out and they seek the man that they feel will, you know, provide them
the best offspring
with the best offspring.
Yeah. Right.
You know, we're just walking around going anything that moves.
Right.
You know, it's like we're hunting. We're hunting
it's
all
noble.
The time.
It's much more.
This is not complex stuff. I swear to God. These Dr. Phils, they got nothing on me.
No.
I swear to God. Dr. Phil, here's the way I think you ought to look at. No, wrong. How's that marriage going, Dr. Phil? I read the tabloids.
I know.
How are you, perfect man? And didn't she dump him? I mean, is that official yet? That
I don't think it's official.
It's all over the tabloids that they're splitting up. I'd like to find out the details.
Thoughts on romance.
If I could find out details from Russian Stripper, I might try.
By Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
And a new study out of Australia isn't going to help these unhappy married women figures. That Australian study found that single women have twice as many happy endings as do married women.
That's a little sad. That's
unfortunate.
That type of study. I bet this was done by a woman. I bet this study was done by a woman to motivate other women to say, "Oh, happy endings. Boy, I have sexual satisfaction, and I'm in this marriage, and I don't. I knew it. I knew it. I should not be here. And give me money. Give me money too."
This was done by a woman. One woman's just written a book about the upsides to having an extramarital affair.
Wow.
Mira Kirschenbaum, who's been a therapist for 30 years, says the right kind of affair can jolt people from their inertia, whatever that means.
Hello, my name is Mira Kirschenbaum, and I really think that it will jolt you out of your malaise if you find a man that can, you know, provide you either within the marriage or outside of the marriage with the type of stimulant that you have.
In your book, Mira, When Good People Have Affairs.
When good people have affairs. It sounds like, well, she's a slut, right? I mean, she's got to be writing a book like that.
A 30-year therapist. Make of that what you will.
When good people have affairs. Mm-hmm. You know what? I take back slut if we can book her on the show.
Okay.
I'd love to talk to her about that. When good people have affairs.
I don't think she's out to sell anything other than books. She argues that society has ignored the positive sides of cheating. She says,
Chapter 1. Elliot Spitzer was a very good man. He just had an overactive libido.
A libido. She says she's not encouraging affairs by any stretch, just pointing out that they can serve as a wake-up call in a marriage, and they can also be a tool for learning, she says.
Yeah, tool. I got your tool for learning right here.
She does say, however, that an adulterer should never confess, even if the partner confronts them directly. This is a therapist of 30 years talking.
Wow.
Confessing, she says, actually does more harm than good.
I remember my therapist at one point said, here, you guys, here's the name of a good divorce attorney. I swear to God.
That's very helpful.
That's
she didn't
sad.
Say it to me either.
Wait,
swear to God, really. That's what she said, yeah.
I've heard of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Here, incidentally, really? He's difficult? Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, he really, okay. Here's the
Are
card.
Are they supposed to do that?
I don't know. I probably shouldn't be talking about it.
Sorry
about that. You'd be in trouble already. Happy Monday. It's those Mondays that get you in trouble.
You
roll in here thinking everything's hunky-dory, and then you say something really stupid that bites you right in the ass.
In other sex news today, 1 in 4 New Yorkers is believed to be carrying the herpes simplex 2 virus. That's the genital herpes virus.
Ew, peanut butter.
And another study shows that marriage may be on the decline. Marriages in the United States were down 20% in the period of 1995 to 2000.
Marriage.
Cohabitation, meanwhile, up 10%.
Marriage is fine.
Coming up in the Hollywood Buzz, our tribute to Jim McKay, and in your final buzz today, your flip-flops are trying to kill you.
Do these count as
No, those
flip-flops?
Are sandals, and I think you're going to be all right there.
I'm wearing Fred Flintstone Birkenstocks today.
Those are
today.
Fine. Nothing
Probably
wrong with
the most comfortable yet ugliest footwear a person can wear. I love them. What are you pressing right there?
I'm writing this little thing if you need a little
Oh, okay.
Writing the love.
Right, very good. Okay, you ready? You ready to get our fat guys? This didn't take long at all.
Let's go.
Let's get right to the lines. Beth Ann's got the fat music all queued up. Let's see what it sounds like.
Thursday.
Excellent job. Let's go to Anthony in Culpeper. Hey. Anthony, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, Anthony? Let's get your vital statistics, brother.
61389.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Yeah.
61389, and you're a daddy?
Yes, sir.
How many kids you got there, Tony?
3-year-old son. Just turned 3 on
the
31st.
Oh, you just had a kid, too. That's fantastic. Stay on the line. You know, I think you're going to be great at this competition, all right? Can you join us on Thursday in the studio?
I can be there.
You can be there. All right, that's a great start. Thank you, Anthony. Hold on the line. That's very good. I like this already. Let's go to Stephen in Old Town Fairfax. Stephen, how are you?
Doing good.
Stephen, let's get your vital statistics, please.
5'9 and 280.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm. And are you a father?
Yes, I am.
Tell us about your kids.
How many?
I just got one daughter, and Friday is her 11th birthday.
Well, okay, wow, fantastic. Nice. You can make it down here Thursday?
Yes, I can.
To compete for $1,000 American dollars. Stay on the line, Stephen. We'll get your information, okay?
All right.
Very good.
Thanks, Stephen.
I like that energy, too. With the... All right.
That's about
honestly,
right.
Honestly, they only have one kid because that's all they have the energy for. That's the way it normally works. Okay. And he's getting the Anthony information. Let's go to, I'm sorry. Oh, no, this is cool. Chris in Fredericksburg. Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, Chris. Are you a father?
Yes, I am. A two.
Oh, a boy and a girl, Matt. Perfect. And how fat are you? You don't sound as fat as the other two guys.
I'm about 5'11", 260.
5'11", 260, right
Husky,
on the cusp there. Mm-hmm. Are you really fat?
Right around the middle.
That's where you carry your weight? You got a belly?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, Chris. We'll keep you in the bullpen, but I'm not sure whether you're going to qualify as one of the super fatties that we're looking for, okay? But don't give up hope. There's a chance. Now, if we chose you, would you be able to make it down here on Thursday?
Oh, yes, I can.
Okay, very
keep
good.
Eating.
I like the attitude.
And
incidentally, I didn't know. I don't know. We've got two. Do we have two sure things so far?
Oh, yes.
All right,
yes,
let's
we
go
do.
To Mike in Fairfax. Mike, right. You're on the big show. How are you, Mike?
Good, good. How you doing, Mike?
Fine. Can I get your vital stats, please?
I am very fat. 5'10", 289.
You are a winner. Can you make it down here on Thursday?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
How many kids, Mike?
I got one kid, one daughter.
Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Look forward to seeing you.
We will put you on hold and line you up, and let me know when we get to five. Liz,
I will.
Okay. Let's go to Barry. I don't think Barry can play. This is Barry's from New Mexico.
That's not going to work.
Hey, Barry, what are you doing calling? You're from New Mexico. How can you play our game?
I just wanted to call.
How big are you, Barry?
I'm 5'7", about 302.
5'7", and 302. Boy. Well, are you going to get a plane ticket and come up and wouldn't that cost you almost $1,000 to get here?
Pretty much nowadays.
Right. You just felt like you wanted to weigh in because you're a father and you're fat.
Weigh in, I get it.
That's it.
I don't have a problem with that, Barry, but have a nice day, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Take care,
appreciate
man.
It.
Bye, Barry.
Let's go to Jason in Leesburg. Hi, Jason.
What's up, Mike?
Jason, how about your vitals?
6'5", 350 pounds. Twins are due next.
Twins are due. Are you, so you're a father-to-be?
I am a father-to-be with a wife in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
That works.
Could you make it down here on Thursday?
What time on Thursday?
3:00 when the show starts.
Oh, yeah, I'm stupid. Yeah, I could be there.
Okay, good. That's good. Now, you're going to be, when are the babies due? You said it's twins?
Yeah, two boys due in July.
All right, that's probably just in the hospital because she's having twins.
That's fantastic.
That's super.
All right, and he's 6'5", you said, and 350?
350.
Yes, sir.
All right, good man.
350 lean pounds.
Yeah, very good, Jason. We'll look forward to seeing you down here on Thursday, okay?
We'll see you.
All right, let me see. There we go. And in the middle of all this, we've got somebody who wants to talk about underwear.
We have four for sure.
Henry.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, bud?
What can we do for you, Henry?
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in on the underwear issue. By the way, great show, man. Love
Thank
it.
You. Thank you very much. Incidentally, we have slots open now for one more.
Yes,
we have slots open. One more fat daddy. If you're a fat father, you could win $1,000. 877-365-3636. I would like to get them all during this break, so we'll be over and done with it. Henry, what can we do for you, sir?
No, I just wanted to, like I said, I wanted to weigh in on the underwear show.
Go ahead. I see you want to talk about underwear. You're not a fat father, but we'll take a break while they're
sure.
getting their breath.
So to speak.
Yes, Henry.
No, I just wanted to say, look, I don't have a problem with having, you know, underwear for a long time. I generally wear my T-shirts until they become wife beaters and my boxers until they become thongs. I don't see the problem with it, you know.
You would keep that underwear until it had holes in it?
Oh, man, I'd keep it until, you know, it came a hanky.
And also stains?
Well, no, stains I have problems.
That's where you draw. Oh, so you have, that's good.
That's where he draws the line.
Very good. Or not. Stains are, you're anti-stain, are you?
Yeah, by the way, my radio cut out when you said that you dropped some serious something in your underwear. What was that, Mike?
What did I say, huh?
You said you dropped some serious
money.
Something in your
money.
Underwear. Oh, money. Okay.
He buys quality.
Yeah, I play the you know the real high quality game when it comes to underwear. I'll buy seriously. I have a lot of T-shirts that I wear from Target and you know that kind of stuff. But when it comes to underwear, I'm real picky. I just got these great boxers that I get from Nordstrom's and I love them and I wear them all the time.
Now, you sir, why do you wear the ragged out underwear? Why do you stick with it? Why don't you get new underwear or blow it off completely? Why?
Because man,
why
they're
the
like
rags? Rich.
They're like shoes, you know. I mean, once you wear, break them in.
So it's a comfort, you know, comfort factor.
You don't even know you're wearing them.
Gotcha, I mean, gotcha. Yeah, well, you barely are.
Hey, by the way, what happened to Buzz, man? I mean, to Robert.
Where is he?
What happened to who?
Robert.
Rob Spiewak?
Yeah.
Rob and I had a falling out, and I killed him.
We can't.
Rob comes.
Yeah, you can't kill Rob.
Rob comes back tomorrow, Henry.
What?
I do. He's my favorite racist, man.
Okay.
Everybody should have one.
Yeah, Rob will be back from one of his many vacations tomorrow.
All right, man. Well, right. Great show, man.
Thank
I
you.
Show,
we appreciate it, Henry. Thanks so much for calling. And now let's get our final fat daddy. Bethann, should we get two alternates as well as our guys that
if
we
you
have?
Want, yeah.
Let's go to Dan in the Fairfax. Dan, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hey, how you doing?
What are your vitals, Dan?
I'm 145, 6 foot, and I think your show is awful.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you Thursday.
We appreciate that. You just had to call in and say that. You know what? I'd still like you to come down, though. So I can kick your ass and then sleep with your mom.
Keep not listening.
Let's let's go to Brian. Brian in D.C., you're on for the Fat Daddy Contest. What are your vitals, Brian?
You're 5'1", 680.
680?
No, you're not telling the truth, are you?
No, and he's
okay.
Gone.
Okay, all right, that's interesting.
That's how we know.
Now we get the pretenders to the throne. Let's go to Michael in Virginia. Michael, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What are your vitals, Mike? We're trying to get our last contestant for the Big Daddy contest.
I am 6 foot, 400 pounds.
6 foot, 400 pounds, and you're a daddy?
Yes, I am.
Tell us about your kids.
Oh, I got one son. He's 5 months old. And he's the best thing that ever had in my life.
Okay. Can you make very it nice. Down here Thursday for the whole show? Michael?
Michael?
Yeah?
Can you make it down Thursday for the whole show?
Sure can.
Okay. I'll put you on hold. You're our fifth contestant.
Where's he coming from again?
Congratulations. Somewhere in Virginia.
Got it.
All right. That's good stuff. And we'll take our alternate right here.
Uh-huh.
Steve, you're on for the Fat Daddy Contest. What are your vitals, Steve?
309-511. I got three kids.
309-511. You are the alternate. If we have anything problematic with any of our contestants, you never know when that heart attack can strike. You'll be an alternate, okay, Steve?
I appreciate that.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Very good. Boy, that was a hell of a lot easier than it was with the mamas. Got a little troublesome there in the middle of it, you know?
Yeah,
I guess I guess we offended some guy that was 145 pounds.
We can handle it.
But it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do that on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the Jumbo Jumble, the speed eating contest, Think Fast, and my favorite, the Ben and Jerry's Balance Challenge.
Just you wait.
Yeah, that's going to be great. How can one man stand on 1 foot while getting an ice cream headache?
Don't give away too much.
I'm terribly sorry. I'm looking forward to it. We will come back. Is it Nancy Snyderman?
Dr. Nancy.
Dr. Ooh. Nancy Snyderman next on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.